Hello, South Dakota Bankers Legislative Update, March 8, 2021. Week 8 Legislative News. House Bill 1203, a bill to authorize expanded banking services for banks to engage in business with marijuana licensees and associated persons, passed Senate Commerce 8-1 on February 25 and was debated on the Senate floor on March 1st. Senator Michael Dietrich, Republican, Rapid City, the bill's prime sponsor in the Senate, introduced the bill to the Senate and urged support. House Bill 1203 passed the Senate with a 33-2 affirmative vote. Again, thank you for your engagement with your citizen legislators on issues important to the banking industry. As you can see, it makes a big difference. Updates on previous bills. Senate Bill 35. This bill was introduced by the South Dakota Department of Revenue and would authorize an appropriation from the General Fund to the Department of Revenue and the Department of Health for the purpose of implementing the constitutional provisions contained in Amendment A and initiated Measure 26. This bill passed appropriations with a due pass vote of 15-1 and passed on the floor of the Senate with a 31-4 affirmative vote. Senate Bill 71. This bill was introduced by Senator Jim Bolin, Republican, Canton, and would designate June 19 as Juneteenth, a working holiday recognizing this day in 1865 that the Civil War was over and that slavery in the United States had been abolished and that slaves were free persons. South Dakota State Chamber Executive David Owens and SDBA's President Carl Adam testified as proponents for this bill before the Senate State Affairs Committee on January 27. This bill passed out of Senate State Affairs with a due pass vote of 7-2. On February 2, it passed 26-8 from the Senate and passed out of the House State Affairs with a vote of 13-0 on March 1. On March 2, floor debate ensued in the House where members attempted to amend the measure to change the bill to make Juneteenth a state holiday. This measure failed 31-36. House Bill 1203, as I mentioned earlier, is a bill to authorize expanded banking services. The context of this bill was approved by the SDBA board on January 29. Legal counsel Brett Kennecke and President Carl Adam conferred with the SDBA board to allow the SDBA to initiate a bill to assist banks in expanding services for cannabis banking. It was evident that there was no substantive legal framework legislation introduced. The SDBA board agreed that we must continue to advocate for our industry in a standalone bill that allows legal protections under state law for banks. House Bill 1203 is sponsored by Representative Hugh Bartles, Republican, Watertown, and Senator Michael Dietrich, Republican, Rapid City, as the lead sponsor in the Senate. SDBA's Carl Adam testified in favor of this legislation, and it passed out of Senate Commerce Committee 8-1. This bill was debated on the Senate floor on March 2 and received an overwhelming affirmative vote of 33-2. House Speaker has signed the bill and is waiting for the Senate President to do the same before it heads to the Governor's office for signature. House Bill 1165. This bill would create a trust fund for unclaimed property and to provide for the transfer of certain unobligated cash balances. This bill was introduced by Representative Taffy Howard, Republican, Rapid City. The bill passed out of the Appropriations Committee on February 23 and was tabled on the House floor on February 25. House Bill 1100. This bill, introduced by Speaker of the House Spencer Gosch, Republican Glenham, is a bill to modify the medical marijuana program and to create an interim committee to recommend implementation of the medical marijuana program. This bill passed the committee 10-3 and the House voted 40-28. For the measure. March 3, the Senate Health and Human Services Committee passed the amendment with Amendment 1100L and is being debated today, March 8, on the Senate floor. This concludes Week 8 report of the bills that are being tracked by the SDBA staff at the South Dakota Legislature. Should you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact me, Carl Adam at the SDBA. My office number is 605-224-1653, or my cell number is 605-280-7654. Have a great week, everyone.